Good evening. We're calling to order the regularly scheduled, the rescheduled regular City Council study session. Try to say that five times fast. For Monday, July 1st, 2013, present we have Council Members Blair, Blossom, Mayor Bonkowski, and Lester. Councilmember Hytopoulos and Councilmember Ward have excused absences. Councilmember Scales has called and will be showing up late. First item up is the acceptance or modification of the agenda.
I move we accept the agenda.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Are there any conflict of interest to disclose? Seeing none, let us begin with the first item, staff intensive, interlocal agreement for joint facility planning with the Bainbridge Island Fire District. And this is scheduled to consider for approval, and our city manager, Doug Schultz, will present. Thank you.
As you're aware, we've had a number of discussions with the Bainbridge Island Fire District regarding potential to join with them on the feasibility of a joint police and fire safety building. This is the first step toward actually memorializing that joint effort by consideration of an interlocal agreement for the joint facility planning with the Bainbridge Island Fire District. The ILA that's in the packet has been prepared by the city attorney. And okay. If you have questions,
any questions? Councilmember Blair?
Thank you. It includes the possibility of hiring a space planning consultant, and there's no budget provided, nor is that amount inserted into the ILA. Do you have an estimated cost, and how are you going to handle that?
Yeah, we've had discussions with the fire district, and the consultant that they've been working with, have worked with in the past, has suggested that they could do the planning under $30,000 total.
So that's, and you're signing?
That's within the city manager signing authority for the contract, and our portion of that would be a percentage, with the majority of that we anticipate being fire district right. responsibility.
Certainly.
How does that get memorialized in the ILA? I mean, I'm very supportive of it. This is really me just trying to understand when an ILA arrives for us to consider, and it has blanks in it.
Okay. Yeah, so this would would authorize the city to partner okay. with the fire district.
Well, that okay. So we just need to make sure that the motion says that we've given you that authority as opposed to approving the ILA. Is that right?
No, approval of the ILA is all that's needed, because the hiring of a consultant is
okay.
already yep,
right.
it's a piece of the work, and as long as it either way, if it falls above the 30,000 signing authority, then we would come back to the council for authorization to award the contract.
Okay.
Since it would be under 30,000, we'd anticipate that'll be done administratively.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Mayor Bonkowski?
It's my understanding that there's an old study done, 2009, looking at the joint fire and police. So I would just suggest you pull that out and include that in the documentation that you use to go forward.
Yeah, that's already been shared with them.
Okay, super.
Excellent. Mayor Bonkowski?
I move the City Council approve the interlocal agreement for joint facility planning with the Bainbridge Island Fire Department.
Second.
Before we vote on this, check with the community. Are there any comments? Or okay, thank you. It's been moved and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. The next item is the Wing Point Way Non-Motorized Improvements Project Design Information, and we have our Interim Public Works Director, John Cunningham. Welcome.
Good evening, Council Members. Thank you.
This is the first of three items that I have with you tonight. The first one is the professional services agreement for the design work, the 30% design work on the Wing Point Way non-motorized project. Council might recall that in early June, the city was notified by the Puget Sound Regional Council that we had received some surface transportation program funding, federal funding for this particular project, in the amount of just about $304,000. Subsequent to that, the council has appropriated about $57,000 in the required matching fund. So the total for the 30% design is about $360,000. This project, again, is a non-motorized project on Wing Point Way from Ferncliff Avenue to Park Avenue, and it entails sidewalk improvements on one side of the street and then reconstruction of the roadway surface, stormwater drainage, and as we do the design work on this, we'll also look at the sanitary sewer and the water facilities to make sure that if they need any improvements, we do those at the same time. So what we have tonight, what you have in your packet, is the draft of the scope of work. Unfortunately, we haven't completed negotiations with HDR, who's the selected consultant for doing this design work. We haven't completed negotiations on the final scope of work or the cost of completing that scope of work for the 30% design. So basically what we're asking is that you forward this particular item to your next meeting on the unfinished business. And by that time, we'll have the final scope of work, we'll have the final cost proposal for doing that, and then you can take your final action at your next meeting.
Thank you.
So,
Councilmember, any Mayor Bunkowski?
I support this, and when in addition to the information you were talking about for the next meeting, if you could also show. I assume because we're also doing stormwater and other things that the match comes out of multiple enterprise funds.
Yes, that would be
the
case.
So if you could just show what that split out is for the 57K.
Okay.
Okay. So I move the City Council forward the Wing Point Way non-motorized improvement design project contract as an unfinished business item for the July 10th, 2013 business meeting for award consideration.
Second. It's been moved by Mayor Bunkowski, seconded by Councilmember Blossom. Community members, do you wish to comment? Seeing none, Council, any further discussion? Councilmember Blair.
I would make my comment if I'm not jumping in front of you.
Well, that's fine.
No, please, it isn't, because what I want to do is be sure to salute you. I think this particular contract is one that comes with stars and bells and whistles and thank yous to the effort that you've put in, both for the non-motorized and the work you did at the regional level. I think you and Steve have done this, and it's a direct result of that. So I do want you to take a nod and accept my thank you, but also the community to know.
Okay, you made me blush. With that,
well, the problem is, if you wanted to say something negative, you don't get to, and that's what I didn't want to jump in.
Well, I do want to thank Mayor Bunkowski as well. It was a challenge. This was originally passed over, and fortunately, we persevered and made sure it got on the contingency list. When money came available, it was up there at one of the top. So thank you, council members, for in April of 2012 for saying yes, because that made it start the process. So with that, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you. The next item is item C, 2013 Chip Seal Project Contract Award Information.
Okay.
Thank you.
The second item is the 2013 Chip Seal Contract Award. This project is actually out to bid right now. The bids are due on the 9th of July, so next Tuesday. And so again, this is one that we would request that you forward to your next business meeting on July 10th for action to award the contract for the chip seal for this year.
Thank you. Any questions, council members? Seeing none. Any questions or comments from the community? Seeing none, council members? Mayor Bunkowski.
I move the City Council forward 2013 chip seal project as unfinished business item to the July 10th, 2013 business meeting for award consideration.
Second.
It has been moved by Mayor Bonkowski, seconded by Councilmember Blair. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. And the final item from the Public Works, we have Rockaway Beach Roadway Stabilization Phase 2 Design Local Agency Standard Consultant Supplement Agreement Number 2.
I'd
like to welcome Councilmember Scales, and we're glad you can join us. And please go ahead.
So this item is actually for approval of Amendment Number 2 to the consulting agreement for the design work on the Rockaway Beach Stabilization Project. As I'm sure the council knows, the city had proposed what was called a revetment wall as an original design to stabilize this slope and repair the roadway. As it turns out, that particular design was not permittable. The Corps of Engineers and the Department of Fisheries would not permit that particular design. So we had to go back to the drawing board and redesign the project. And so what this amendment is to authorize the consultant to complete the design work, the redesign work and the repermitting work. The project actually is about ready to go out to bid. It should go out to bid this Friday. And it will actually have two different designs for the contractor to bid on. Either a sheet pile wall or a soldier pile wall, both of which have about the same cost. So what we decided to do was bid them both and allow the contractor, the contractors, to decide which one they could build the cheapest and which one they could build the fastest. And so that's the way they'll be bidding it. And then the city, the way it's written, the city will have the right to choose the lowest responsible bidder, whether they're the soldier pile wall or sheet pile wall. Because at this point, from an engineering standpoint, we don't really care which one it is, other than the fact that it can get done in the time mm-hmm. window, and it's the cheapest one to build. So those are kind of our criteria. Bids are due to be opened on this project on August 1st, and then contract award will be is scheduled right now for your August 7th meeting. Signing the contract will be about August 16th, with work to start. August 16th is a Friday, and work to start on August 19th is the way the contract is put together right now. So the idea is to have the wall completed and be out of the water area by the middle of September, which is about when the window for working in the water is going to close. We think we might be able to get a couple more weeks extension, but we've written the contract to give us a little bit of flexibility there. So what we're requesting tonight is authorization to execute supplement number 2 in the amount of about $66,000 for the design, redesign, and repermitting work that's required on the project.
Thank you. Council members, do you have any questions? I do have one. It says that it's budgeted, so will this come out of the funds that we have been granted already? The additional $65,000, $66,000?
Yes, it will. Uh-huh. Okay. Right now, the way the estimate is right now, the total project estimate is about $40,000 above what's been appropriated for the project to date.
Okay.
So once we get the bids in, we'll know better what that is, whether we need to ask for additional money or not in order to complete the project. So.
Okay, thank you. Any comments from the community? Seeing none. Mayor Bonkowski?
I move the City Council approve the design supplement agreement number 2 with Berger ABAM Inc. in the amount of $65,887 for the Rockaway Beach Stabilization Phase 2 project.
So it's been moved by Mayor Bonkowski, seconded by Councilmember Blair. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have any? The next item is committee reports. Any reports from the committees? I guess the only thing that we have from Transpol that we may not have mentioned last time is that there is another opportunity that should funds become available, that we are in line for another $150,000 for preservation. So fingers crossed, we'll find out, I believe, in July if those are available. Review of upcoming council meetings. So for the July 10th, are there any changes or additions that need to be made? Anything to carry forward from tonight? Or City Manager Doug Schultz?
Yeah, I actually see there's executive session property disposition on this agenda. It should actually be on the 17th.
Okay.
I will not be at this July 10th meeting.
Okay, so we'll move that to the 17th. Thank you. I'm seeing the Public Art Committee scope of work. That will not be ready. We had actually looked at July 24th time frame for that. So I'm going to pull that from this agenda. And Councilmember Blair and I are working with the Public Art Committee. And is this okay for you, the committees and commissions, on this date as well? I can't remember.
The reason that it's okay, we had put on the agenda to vote on the 24th,
okay.
And that was next week, even though it's a regular meeting, it wasn't mm-hmm. going to be ready tonight for a study session,
mm-hmm.
but we had agreed that the agenda looked light enough that we could have a conversation.
Okay.
So that's why it's okay,
so that,
from my
that
perspective.
That will stay there.
And I have spoken with Planning Chair Mike Lewers, and
mm-hmm.
there are some things that are delaying his being able to be involved, but at this point that we anticipate that will work.
Okay, thank you. So far only item 7B on next week is being moved. Are there any additions, or Mayor Bunkowski?
At the retreat this weekend, Councilmember Hytopoulos brought up a subject that she wanted to weigh in, having to do with
public outreach process?
Yes.
Yeah, that's on the 17th.
Is that on the 17th?
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I think she's still, is she gone?
You're gone the 17th.
I'm
gone.
Yeah, but I'm gone the
17th. Okay.
And
all right.
I'll learn about it afterwards.
Okay.
She's only gone the 10th.
Okay.
Anyone else? And upcoming, we have July 17th. Waterfront Park City Dock Community Input Update. I take it that will be Heather Beckman giving that information. Public outreach process for development applications. That's Councilmember Hytopoulos. Eagle Harbor Sewer Beach Main Design. Have the council members with the off-leash, are you ready for that for the 17th? Have you had a chance to?
Councilmember Ward is the person to double check.
Okay.
I don't know whether we have not convened the subcommittee meeting. It looks as though the city manager has information about that.
City Manager Doug Schultz?
This actually should be update on the proposal for the off-leash dog park at Vincent Road. Public Works has some information they want to share with the council.
Okay. Oh, I was actually thinking the ordinance. Okay, my apologies. Fort Ward Hill Reconstruction Contract, North Madison Non-Motorized Improvement Contract, Sunrise Drive Slide Repairs Contract, PSRC Transportation Alternatives Grant Information, and ordinance relating to the city budget process. Anything else? No? Okay. And July 24th, CFP preliminary discussion with council, managing city utilities for the benefit of its customers. These are several items that were brought from last meeting, reducing rates, policy issue discussion prior to initiating rate study. We have the swearing-in ceremony for Officer Pfeiffer, North Madison Non-Motorized Improvement Contract Award, Fort Ward Hill Reconstruction Contract, and Sunrise Drive Slide Repairs Contract, PSRC Transportation Alternative Grants. Any other items? Councilmember Blair?
This is the one where we were anticipating being able to act on the Planning Commission appointment process.
Okay, thank you. And I was hoping to bring back the Public Art Committee's scope of work. Okay.
Debbie, I had some.
Councilmember Scales.
First, I want to say you guys are fast. 10 minutes late. Before. I guess we're much more efficient with only 4 council members. But so congratulations. There. One thing I wanted to look at, and maybe for August 7th, if we're all here, because it sounds like there's going to be a lot of vacations and study sessions in July. But there's sort of 2 perennial issues that every council has to deal with at some point, and it might be good to get a briefing on them and the governance manual, the Open Public Meetings Act and the Public Records Act. And I think
okay.
It's good to have a refresher for the council and the public so we all are on the same page about those. And so I would suggest adding that and then ask our city attorney to help facilitate that discussion
okay.
on August 7th.
Thank you. And for the good of the order, I think the city manager has something.
Actually, I already shared this with the city council yesterday, but as you know, I was at the Association of Washington Cities Conference. This
past week, I was at the Association of Washington Cities Conference, where I had the privilege of accepting award on behalf of the city of Bainbridge Island. This is an award that we receive from the Association of Washington Cities, but also a certificate from the National League of Cities, honoring the city of Bainbridge Island for receiving the 2013 Municipal Excellence Award for Building Partnerships. So along with the certificate, got a nice canvas print that AWC provided, and just wanted to extend my congratulations to the council and the community members who participated in making the Waypoint project happen.
Thank you. Mayor Bunkowski?
I have a question about that. Is there any way to have any of this material immortalized in the park? I mean, instead of having it, you know, kind of in a, you know, back hallway in City Hall or in the display case, I was thinking actually of the photo of the print, if we could get that in some other kind of, you know, it looks like it was a digital print. If there was some way that the city could work with the people that are managing the Waypoint Park to have that as part of the park.
Okay, I can.
It's a good question.
Check into that. There is also a video that AWC produced. They came here and interviewed the mayor as well as some of the other people involved with the project. That video will be going up online on AWC's website. I've also asked them to if they could send me a link to it so that we can use it for our website, but. At this point, it is not up online. I assume the AWC staff is taking a little bit of a break since they were trying to run a conference and be in Olympia dealing with the last-minute state budget issues.
Yeah. Just some follow-up on information about the Waypoint. It was under budget, and there are additional funds, about $50,000, which they have put into a trust with the Bainbridge Community Foundation to be used as maintenance, future maintenance for the park should anything occur. As well, I believe a donor has come forward to make a match of $10,000 towards a significant artwork to be commissioned for the park. So those are two very exciting news with that. Do we have any numbers from Rotary?
Not yet.
Okay.
It takes a while.
Okay. Well, this week, Wednesday, July 3rd, is the street dance down on Winslow Way. It's from 6 to 11 p.m., and it's featuring Michael Sharp. You might know Michael. He's the owner of Four Swallows. He and his band are going to be performing. Thursday is July 4th. It's our grand parade. And also on July 4th, there will be the unveiling of Frogs on the Rock. And these are community art projects. They're oversized frogs that have been painted by local and regional artists that will be on display throughout the island. It's a fundraiser for the Bainbridge Island Downtown Association, and several of those frogs will actually be in the parade. And Friday, July 5th, is First Friday Art Walk from 5 to 8 p.m. And I think that's all I have. Councilmember Blair?
Thank you. I just wanted to acknowledge that yesterday there was a very successful water park, waterfront park community design conversation, and about 22 people went for the walk down to look specifically at the waterfront and the dock, and everybody made it off the dock, which we all joked about with the refurbishment and how critically important that is. So it was good, but it was also very thoughtfully done, and again, it's wonderful because some of the people who spoke to that touring group could give us the history of what the site looked like as they grew up. These are adults who, you know, it's changed so dramatically, and what it was when there was a baseball game and a baseball lot at the site of the current Town and Country Market, that sort of thing. So it's fun to have that perspective. In the afternoon, then following that, there were 83 people. who came to the community conversation, and that was, I think everybody was pretty blown away that on a gorgeous afternoon, people spent their time being creative and talking to one another. There were large maps on 8 different discussion group tables, and people began working in small groups, designing, you know, their versions of what would work, and then we shared that. And I imagine that some of that information will be a part of Heather Beckman's report on the 24th. I think it's also appropriate to be sure that in light of that, we acknowledge that there is property that was made available with right of first refusal to the city on the edge of the park, and the city has declined to exercise that option. I talked to City Manager Schultz just before this meeting, and he said that in fact that message had been conveyed in writing. So that is something that is not a part of the design considerations at this point.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Bunkowski?
As of at least this weekend, the transportation portion of the state budget had not been approved.
Correct.
And I wonder if we could get on the agenda at some point in time when it does become approved, have the city staff come and give us a an impact assessment, because I've heard a lot of different kinds of interpretations in terms of grants, of funding, and a lot of keeping fees and so on and so forth. So whenever that occurs, when we actually get the legislative action done, within a couple of weeks, if we could just kind of keep an eye on that, I appreciate it.
Okay. Anything else? Seeing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, thank you.